It was the biggest gig Northern Ireland's seen in years. American band The Foo Fighters took to the Boucher playing fields and rocked out Belfast, quite literally. But it wasn't just those who paid that heard them. People across the city and beyond were treated to the group's greatest hits, like it or like it not. And there have been complaints on Twitter and Facebook, and we've been hearing this morning of how far afield people heard them, as far as, well, Gilnahirk, Ballygowan, Knocknagony Park, Ravenhill, but even as far as Balnahinch, Saintfield and Slieve Croob. So did you hear them whether you wanted to or not? Were you delighted to hear them? Is it a sign of Belfast being a rocking city? Do people need to get a life and realise that big events like last night might result in a bit of noise? But sure, that's part of getting into the real world, being part of a cultured city, being part of continental attitude. So what do you think? 08459 555 678. Who's on the line? Good morning, Colin.
Hello.
Good morning, Colin. Where were you last night?
I was in my house in Cumber last night.
Cumber? So you weren't paying to hear the Foo Fighters?
No, I was watching TV and I heard the bassline, which was quite intrusive, and I thought it was one of my neighbours, and I went outside and I could hear it clearly.
So how far away? That about 14 miles or so?
Yes, it must be something like that, yeah.
So you actually couldn't hear music. All you could hear was the boom, thud, thud noise.
In my house, but when I went outside, it was as clear as day.
And, I mean, how annoyed were you? I mean, is it something you think, well, that's just part of life and you're sure it was going to stop by 11? Or did it actually annoy you?
It was surprised how loud it was because it disrupted me watching TV in my house. And that can only give an indication of how loud it must have been elsewhere.
So do you think that's just part of maybe, you know, getting to be more normal in Northern Ireland, having a big band playing a big concert in Belfast? Sure, it's only a one-off, isn't it?
Well, I don't think that level of noise is normal at all. I certainly don't expect to hear it when I'm that distance away in my own home.
Well, Hilary, you were actually at the concert, were you?
Yes, I was, yes.
Well, so you paid for a ticket. I mean, Colin didn't want to hear it. He didn't pay a ticket. He wanted to watch television. What was it like if you were actually there?
I think it's a great pity that there's so much focus this morning on that. I can understand if people don't like the Foo Fighters or didn't want to hear them, that it was maybe a bit of surprise that they were in their own homesteads. But the gig itself was fantastic. The noise level there didn't seem overly loud when you were actually at the gig. It was powerful music. They are a very powerful rock band. They're one of the biggest rock bands on the world. And to play them at any lower level, it would be pretty pointless in playing them at all. I just think it's a great pity that people can't just let go for a couple of hours and understand that there's something happening that's bringing an awful lot of people a lot of pleasure. I think there was about 30,000 people there last night, somebody said to me anyway. And all ages. I'm nearly 50. I'm 48. I was bouncing about in the mud.
So you think Colin? You think Colin's a spoil sport then?
Older than me.
You think Colin's a spoil sport then, Colin?
I don't think he's a spoil sport. I can understand he has his own point of view, but I think because Northern Ireland has changed, I think people can't have it both ways. You either want Northern Ireland to be a lively, vibrant, cosmopolitan place where people are enjoying themselves in big groups together from all sides of the community. You know, for a couple of hours, can you not just turn a blind eye or turn your telly up? Or
Colin?
I think she must mean a deaf ear as opposed to a blind eye.
Because?
Well, I don't see why I should have to put up with that, and I just thought it was too intrusive at that distance away. I can only imagine what it must have been like for people who were closer.
But you think, Hilary, that Colin needs to just put up with it for an hour or two? I mean,
You know, I don't really see how it's any different than something like perhaps, you know, the air show up in. I live up near Ballycastle, and we have the air show up in Port Stewart over the years, and you know, you have a couple of hours of very heavy noise from loud fighter jets back and forward. It wouldn't be my cup of tea, but you know, it's part of what's happening, and you know, at the end of the day, it's a couple of hours out of my life and out of Colin's, and I don't think it's done any lasting damage, except he seems upset about it, and I think that's a pity.
Colin,
the atmosphere at the concert was absolutely fantastic, and as I say, it was all people, all ages,
and
no trouble, really well organised,
And a good night.
And the band were absolutely sensational. They were fantastic. And at one point, I thought they were going to play Alternative Ulster because they started the first riff at the beginning of it. And that kind of, I think, sums up a wee bit what we're talking about this morning. We have a different Ulster now. It's a bit more progressive. And people just have to give and take a wee bit without harming each other. And I don't see how anybody's been harmed long-term from last night's events.
Cumber caller, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Don't have a name for you. Go ahead.
If it's too loud, you're too old, Linda.
Could you hear it?
No, I didn't, no.
So if you don't know what level it was, but you reckon if it's too loud, you're too old and you should get a life, just put up with it for a night or two?
Exactly.
And Marie, good morning.
Morning, Linda. Lovely to speak to you.
You too. Are you too old?
I am 76 and a half, Linda. And it didn't bother me at all. As a matter of fact, I came down Tates Avenue with a friend in the car and I never saw such an orderly queue trying to get into Boucher Road. They were well behaved, no drinking, no nothing. And I don't know what all the fuss about. I have lived in Botanic Avenue for 50 years and I had more hassle. I was looking after two invalids. I had people coming through my window at 2 o'clock in the morning, students or whatever. I had a lot of hassle there, and I think it was wonderful to see the young people and bringing employment. Those bands bring a lot of employment to our young people.
So you're not too old then? You're not too old? You're young at heart. Young at heart.
I think for one or two nights, I don't know what all, I heard it here. But that didn't bother me. Nothing bothers me.
I'm glad.
I've been through too much. A little bit of noise does not bother me.
Quite right. So there's a good attitude from a 76 and a half year old.
That's true, Lynn. And good luck to them tonight. I don't know who's playing tonight. Maybe I'll go along myself.
You don't need to. If you're in the Lisburn Road, you'll be able to hear it.
Yes, exactly. I'll be able to open my windows.
or maybe no, don't even need to do that either.
No.
I do see they're saying on Twitter that there was a bit of a crush at the Balmoral train station last night. Hundreds of people on the platform.
Yeah, but I didn't see. Well, that's natural. No. I mean, you're going to have, oh gosh, the queues were amazing. Well, I couldn't believe it.
There are saying, people are saying they had to wait 2 hours to get home by train. So
that's right. Well, there is that aspect of it. But sure, they don't mind. They're young.
They're young.
When you get to my age, you would worry about those things.
Thanks, Marie, for ringing in. If you were stuck on the train station and you did have a problem or how you feel about waiting 2 hours, maybe that's just part of the gig and part of enjoying the whole thing. And Pip, were you at the concert or were you within earshot of it, Pip?
Oh, I was within earshot. I live off the Lisburn Road and I could hear it. I could hear it very well.
And did you mind?
No, I didn't mind one bit. I'm not a Foo Fighters fan, but I thought it was fantastic, such buzz and excitement. I just loved hearing that it was going on.
So you think maybe the complainers are complaining more about what the music was and the volume?
I think so. I can't help but imagine if it had been the last night of the proms or the Ulster Orchestra building out the 1812 Overture, I don't think there would have been these complaints.
Oh, that's an interesting point of view as well. Well, Claire Hannah's also on the line, SDLP councillor for South Belfast. For or against the volume of a noise, Claire?
Well, I think, Linda, I mean, it was very loud, as I think, you know, anybody in South Belfast would tell you. But, I mean, what I saw on the Lisburn Road last night was very positive. The road was buzzing, you know, as some of your callers have said. It was a great boost for traders who are doing their best in difficult times. And I think, you know, we did relatively well getting 30,000 people in and out with what sounds like a kind of a minimum of sort of antisocial behaviour. Yes, a few issues around public transport, but I think those can be resolved. I think people in Balmoral are very tolerant of people coming in to enjoy themselves. There's a strong nightlife in the area. And, of course, we do have to find a balance between, you know, bringing world-class names like this to Belfast. And time was you'd have to travel to Dublin or London to see a big band like this. And I think it's to be welcomed that Belfast's on the map musically. And, as you know, it moves money around and it helps people feel part of the city. We do have to find a way to balance it with the right of people to enjoy their homes and to enjoy a peaceful evening at
well,
home.
Well, there were complaints to the noise helpline at Belfast City Council last night. And, you know, yeah, as a councillor, you may well get complaints from your constituents. How do you balance those, the ones who think it's great and the ones who think it is just too loud?
Well, you know, there's balance to every issue and every story, and I had both last night. I did have complaints from people who were maybe trying to get young kids to sleep, and I also had comments, I know, on Twitter, people saying that it was very positive and they were pleased to see it in the area. I understand part of the issue was that last night was a very clear, still night with no wind or cloud, and that's probably explains why the music travelled so far. I do think, I mean, I've worked in music festivals and concerts over a lot of years. It was a very big rig, you know, it was a very loud set of speakers, you know, obviously considerably larger than what would have played the Custom House Square on Saturday night. So I think maybe, as I say, there might be some... I'll be inquiring about what the decibel levels were and if there's any way we can find a compromise between keeping them at a slightly lower level.
Claire, there is no compromise with rock music. You either turn it up and hear it or you don't. Come on.
I think, you know, there have been concerts at that venue before and there's been concerts in urban areas before that the noise haven't travelled so loud. And there is, you know, there is compromise in that, you know, there are kind of a lot of points on the volume scale between...
So are you going to be telling them to turn it down tonight then?
I'm going to be assessing what the agreed levels were and whether or not the music levels were within those. And I think we'll have to look at the prevailing weather conditions and see whether or not people are in for the same. And as I say, most people in Balmoral are very tolerant. It's you know, we it's an area we have a strong nighttime economy, and people are used to people coming into the area and enjoying themselves, and on balance I think most people will welcome that. Well, but I think we can look and see what the levels were. If they breached the agreed levels, then maybe you know, they can bring it down. But
you're not going to do a Bruce Springsteen and like Dublin and pull the plug, are you?
I don't think anybody's going to go in and pull the plug on the Stone Roses. That would be I'm not sure how that scenario would play out, but no, clearly we aren't. I mean, the concert has been agreed, and as I say, the volume of comments I've had, most have been positive, but there's always room for some compromise, and there's ways that the council and the PSNI and others can work together to minimise the disruption to local residents.
Well, you can't minimise rock music blasting all over the world, or indeed over South Belfast. Jo, good morning to you.
Hello.
You are in the South Belfast. You're in Claire Hannah's constituency area. What did you feel about it?
Well, the music was very loud. I mean, we could hear it from inside the house, but it didn't waken my children. It was over by 11 o'clock. It's not every night, and I just think everybody should stop whinging. It's great for the area. And, you know, I'm not a music fan, but it didn't annoy me really that much. And as I said, it was over by 11 o'clock. So you just don't go to bed until it's over.
So that, but your children slept, so that was a good start.
They were in bed before it started, and I did think initially this is going to waken them. I mean, they're all small, but it didn't. So, and it was extremely loud, but, you know, it's not every night, so just stop whinging.
Yeah, are people whinging? We're getting a lot of texts in saying, I can't believe there's people on gurning about the noise at a rock concert. Typical of people in Northern Ireland, always something to cry about. Stephen and Bangor, Northern Irish folk go out of their way to be offended yet again. It was a concert, get over it. And Mark and Newry, only in this wee miserable country where people complain it's the biggest band in the world, get a life. Stan, you think we're all a lot of whingers, the people who are complaining this morning?
There seem to be people that know just set out for the complaint, you know. Now, yesterday evening, I was watching the television and I had to switch it off. And I never rang your programme to complain about it.
Yeah. Did you go outside and listen to the music?
No, it wasn't the music at all. It was thunder and lightning and it just cut off my programme. You see?
Oh, the thunder and lightning did that, yeah.
So I didn't ring your programme to complain about it. You see?
So you're not a complainer?
I'm not a complainer. I'm happy enough to just... No, if there was a band was playing, I'd be happy enough to let them play, you know.
Do you think we are whingers and complainers in Northern Ireland?
We're not all whingers, but there seems to be a good amount of people on them. No, they seem to be prominent. No, they're ringing up your programme and complaining. Whereas the no people that's happy enough, they don't seem to ring up, no, saying they're satisfied with with listening to the music. You know what I mean?
Well, we seem to have more people in favour this morning ringing in than complainers at the moment, although Colin did start off by saying he was complaining. And Pete, you think that Colin's little to complain about? Now, he was in Cumber, bear in mind. He wasn't in South Belfast. He was in Cumber.
I drove past the gates of the gig last night, and I was genuinely surprised about how little noise there was. I was expecting, you know, bleeding eardrums because of the band has such a reputation. But when I drove past, there was a lot of, like, low kind of bass type noise, but not so much that it would disturb you even outside the gates. So I can understand how, you know, the noise possibly could have carried, but I can't understand how that gentleman in Cumber found it irritating or annoying. I mean, it's a long way away, you know.
Well, it's a long way away, but noise does travel, and he says he could hear it in the house watching television. So, you know, he does feel that it was intruding on his own home life. And Eileen, good morning to you. Were you in Belfast last night?
Hello, Linda. Yes, I just live about a mile from the venue.
And could you hear it clearly?
Well, I thought it was at the venue. That's how clear it was. And for people to say that the noise was not bad, the noise was horrendous around here, but some of the other people haven't found it so, but I certainly did. I just want to say that, I mean, I'm all for Belfast being a bright and vibrant city, but they need to have a place where they can have these concerts, not in the centre of a residential area where there are sick people, there's nursing homes, there's all kinds of things. So that's really my main point.
So you think it's OK, have it, have the music, turn
Absolutely.
It up, but not in the middle of Belfast.
Exactly.
Somewhere like the Maze or a stadium outside where
That's right.
where just the noise could travel.
Yes.
Well, of course, noise travels a long way across land like that. I mean, it might even get further if it was out in the countryside. But would you think if it had been different music, you would have been happy? What
no,
about
I'm,
the
I'm
comment
not,
that if it had been the Ulster Orchestra, it wouldn't have been a problem?
No, I'm not against the young people, and my own son would have gone to Galway, gone to all these concerts and things like that. So I'm not against the young people having their music. But really, someone was on saying, you know, it was for 2 hours, only 2 hours a night. Well, I can tell them, I live here, and it was 5 to 6 hours. It started about after 5 o'clock, and now not the full concert, but all the lead up to it, really. So it went on until 11 o'clock and just after. So don't let anyone be think that it was really for 2 hours. It was not a 2 hour concert, and I would not have complained had it been.
So you're going to have to put up with it again tonight, Eileen.
Yes, I know. But I'm just hoping that this great council that we have, I mean, I don't know who's grants the permission for these events, but if it's the council, that they would maybe look at other points of view rather than money and try and put the money that they have towards a useful thing like a venue for the concerts.
Would you like to hear a little bit now of what you're going to hear, whether you like it or not, tonight, Eileen? You like
no,
a wee
not
preview?
Actually, Linda.
Well, like it or not, a bit like the concert, we're going to let you hear a little bit of Florence and the Machine, because this is something that they will be playing tonight. And who knows who else will hear it?
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Anything go wrong, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like the life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are...
Well, Eileen... That's what you'll be hearing, a little of it tonight. Is that any better or worse? Or more tuneful or less tuneful? What do you think?
Well, if it's only for 2 hours, Linda, I'll put up with it. But please don't start it at 6 o'clock for us to listen to it till after 11.
Eugene in Ballymena, you'd quite like to have it up in your area, would you?
No problem, Linda. Love it in Ballymena. We might get a turnout of it. Us business people in Ballymena don't see me get 60,000 people coming to the town to go to rock concerts. So if they let you have it in Ballymena showgrounds, I think it's the ideal spot for
There's
it.
A good Ballymena man wants the business. You want to see the money turning over?
Without a doubt. You know, 28 years ago, Ballymena Council knocked back a rock concert by ELO. and we've never had a rock concert, so I'm pitching for it in Ballymena.
Didn't you have a big concert there recently, though?
In Ballymena?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
No, you didn't hear it anyway. I thought there was something big on that went up your direction. But either way, if they want a venue, you're there for it. Thomas Beckett, your DUB councillor. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Were you there last night?
I was indeed. I was there with my eldest son, yes.
And as a councillor, what are you going to say to your constituents who say they didn't want to hear it, they didn't pay for the ticket?
Well, I mean, I'm not from Belfast area and I understand the concerns that people have and residents have. I certainly went away from the concert enjoying it thoroughly, and so did my eldest son. But the problem is, if you were in any other concert venue, say Croke Park or whatever, I've no doubt that there would be noise levels there as well, and I'm sure people would hear it all over Dublin. You don't hear of many complaints there.
So you think we are whingers and complainers then?
Well, I suppose years ago we couldn't get bands to come here. And I mean, the Foo Fighters are the A-list and several others. I mean, U2 played here several years ago. They played, I think, down at Stranmillis somewhere. I can't remember just the exact location, but I mean, there was no complaints there. We were only too happy to get bands of that caliber coming to Belfast.
So good bands and good money and a good turnover. Vivian, good morning to you.
Hi, Linda. I live at Rosetta and we could hear it up here and it was great. I'm hoping for a peep tonight with Florence and the Machine because I really like Florence and the Machine. But, it's two nights a year. What's the real problem here?
So you're looking forward to it. You don't even have to pay for a ticket.
Yeah, exactly, because I went out the back and I said, I can hear music. And I couldn't believe that I could hear it up here because usually you wouldn't hear it from the town or anything. And I think it was because it was a really, really quiet night. And Foo Fighters, okay, are going to be loud. But when are you going to ever hear the Foo Fighters? They've never been to Northern Ireland before.
Well, you've heard them now, whether you had a ticket or not.
I know, it was great. I saved myself how much money. But no, I think it's great to see bands like this coming here because people don't get the chance to see them and they're out in the open air. It was a nice night. So what's the problem? I went to see you 2 years ago in Stranmillis. It was the best gig I was ever at. And I'm sure that some people weren't happy about that either at that time. There was probably complaints too. But like, let's face it, it's 2012.
Get on with it.
Custom House Square's on, and from what I hear, people around there enjoy a free concert.
Whether they want to or not.
Yeah, well.
Well, good. I hope you enjoy.
Jones for Nelson, anyway.
I hope you enjoy tonight.
I will. Okay.
Thanks for calling. And Henry in Ballykelly. Morning, Henry.
Hello. It's not often you hear, good bands coming to this country. Like, there's a good venue in Ballykelly. It's a big airfield there. They can bring them there and bring thousands, make a fortune.
So you think it's in the wrong place then?
No, it's the right place, but bring luck to the northwest, do
you? Spread it around?
Oh, I spread it around.
And Gerald in Portadown. Thanks, Henry. Gerald? Morning, Gerald? No, Stephen in Belfast. Good morning, Stephen.
How you doing, Linda? I was sitting in the Donald last night in my back garden and that sounded amazing. Now we've got the Moat Park up there and we should fill that up too. And I think the night should turn it up even louder to Wayne Collin up even more.
Just turn it right up. Yes, turn it right
definitely,
up.
Definitely.
So do you think it's all whinging and moaning then?
Just wrong. He's just cheap. I couldn't hear clear, but it just sounded amazing what I could hear. And he's just cheap because he couldn't hear clear enough, that's all.
And Gerald, good morning to you. You're back on the line. Morning.
Morning, Linda.
Could
you play Ruby Murray for me? I tell you what, you could listen to it for 24 hours a day, but you couldn't listen to that other. No disrespect of what they've done. But I tell you what, Ruby Murray would light the place now. What do you think?
We're open to suggestions. We've played a bit of Foo Fighters, we've played a bit of Florence and the Machines. I don't know if we'll be stretching as far as Ruby Murray this morning, but anything else you think you'd like to hear blasting round Belfast tonight at the concert, you can ring in and we'll consider it.
Thanks.
But Gerald, thanks for ringing in.